All right, we're going to move to item 5 on the agenda, Dozier Marine Incorporated. Good morning, Mike.
Dozier Marine is requesting authorization to dredge by mechanical method 45 cubic yards of sub-aqueous this bottom to lower depths from a 370 square foot subtidal area to minus 6 feet at mean low water. Construct a 110 linear foot bulkhead with associated backfill of 75 square feet of sub-aqueous bottom. Install two 90 foot long open pile piers, two 35 foot long vinyl jetties, a 4 foot wide by 76 foot long concrete floating pier, a 20 foot extension of a 4 foot wide concrete floating pier. There's an error in your evals. That should actually be 20 feet, not 40 feet, but you see this in there. I apologize for that. And two 4 foot wide by 18 foot long gangways. Facilitate the construction of a travel lift at the Regatta Point Yachting Center along Broad Creek at 137 Neptune Lane in Middlesex County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. As I said before, the project is located in Middlesex County on Stingray Point at the mouth of the Rappahannock River. For reference, this is the Middle Peninsula here. The York River's down here. This is an aerial of the Broad Creek where the project area is located in the red circle. This is Dozier Marine's property here. As you can see, this creek shed is highly developed with marinas, and several of which already have travel lifts already installed. During a quick permit search, I found at least 4 permits have been issued by this commission since 1993 for travel lifts at some of the marinas in the area. Project location is denoted in green here. The travel lift will actually go where you see these two boat slips right now. So these boat slips will be removed, and the travel lift will be installed in this area here. As I mentioned before, it's being protested. The protester's residence is located here in the red circle. In a letter that's included in your packets, the protester, Ms. Bowe, cited that the close proximity of this travel lift to her residence will impact the aesthetics of her summer residence there. I was able to draw out, using GIS, a distance from where the proposed boat lift would go to a residence that would be less than 100 feet. This is a site plan of the proposed travel lift being installed right here. This is the shared property line between the applicant and the protester. As you can see, the lift is being installed pretty close to the property line. This is the plan view drawing showing the proposed travel lift again. You can see kind of where the boat slips that used to be are being removed. And there are several aspects to the travel lift itself, and I'll break those down in the next few slides. The first of which will be the dredging of 45 cubic yards of state-owned bottom, outlined here in red. Again, this will be lowering the depths within the travel lift basin to minus 6 feet in low water. Mean low water is depicted right here along this line, mean water located right about there. The dredge coils from this excavation will be placed behind a 110 linear foot bulkhead, which will also impact approximately 75 square feet of aqueous bottom in this corner up here. Once the fill is dewatered to a proper extent, a concrete pad will be placed upon the fill itself to allow the wash down of vessels after they're removed from the water, and a sediment trap will be incorporated into the concrete pad to catch any kind of particulates before they can re-enter the watershed. Two 90-foot open pile piers are being proposed for installation, and these will facilitate the travel lift pier traveling out to lower and raise vessels in and out of the water. Two 35-foot long jetties will also be installed on the inside of these travel lift piers, and this will be to help maintain the basin at minus 6 feet mean low water by preventing sedimentation from entering the basin itself. Two floating concrete piers, one floating concrete pier and extension will be installed, 76-foot long extension here, or 76-foot long pier here, and 20-foot long extension on this existing floating concrete pier here. None of these piers will extend any further than what's already been permitted with these mooring piles out here, so there's no further channel ward encroachment. So there should be impact, any further impact to navigation. In fact, the Corps of Engineers has already signed off on this project. Two 4-foot by 18-foot gangways will also be installed to allow access to the floating concrete piers for patrons and for travel lift operators. This is a cross section of the proposed bulkhead. This is right here. It will be fastened to the shoreline through dead men and tiebacks. This hatched area you see here is where the fill will be placed, and it will be impacting vegetated wetlands. And this part of the project has already been approved by the local wetlands board, with on-site mitigation approved at a 1.5-to-1 ratio. This is the cross section of the piers, jetty, and the dredging area. The jetty can be seen here with the smaller lines between the darker ones. The bottom profile, existing, rises up through here. Proposed bottom profile will be -6 feet and extend all the way to the bulkhead. These are cross sections showing the jetty, the open pile piers, and the floating concrete pier. And looking from the other side, the floating concrete pier, and the open pile pier again. This is a cross section showing the gangway coming up to the piers. Excuse me. This is a ground shot showing the approximate location where the travel lift will be installed. Again, these two slips will be removed. The travel lift will be installed right here. These are the wetlands that are proposed to be filled. This is a shot looking from the pier up towards the shoreline, showing where the travel lift will be installed again. And you can see the protestant's house in the background here. This is a shot from across the creek, looking towards the slips that will be removed and where the travel lift will be installed. Again, the protestant's house is in the background. And this is just to give you a frame of reference of how close the travel lift will be to the protestant's property. This will be the approximate back edge of the concrete pad looking towards the protestant's house. I'm assuming the property line is along this rope fence right here. And I'll read the summary recommendation verbatim for you. Staff is sensitive to Ms. Bowe's concerns regarding aesthetic and noise impacts to her property. The proposed site is in close proximity to her summer residence. Staff notes, however, that the proposed project site has access to deep water with minimal dredging, and the applicant has indicated that no alternate location on the property could be identified which would not require additional dredging over what is already proposed to access deep water. The applicant has also indicated that travel lift facility is needed to enhance their service and dry storage capabilities while providing a safer work environment for their employees. Several marinas along Broad Creek have already incorporated travel lifts into their operations. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the travel lift facility as proposed. Staff also recommends the assessment of dredging royalty at $27, the dredging of 45 cubic yards at a rate of 60 cents per cubic yard. The royalty assessment is at the high end of the assessment range because of the dredged material is proposed to be utilized on site in the construction of the facility. I'd answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for Mike? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike, can you tell us a little bit about those dimensions? For example, the just looking at the outboard side of the floating concrete pier relative to the property line. Is there room for a vessel to be, or is it the intent to moor a vessel on the outboard side of that? And if so, how far away is that from the riparian area there of the property owner?
That's pretty tight once you get up there. I don't know of any plans to moor vessels out there on any kind of permanent basis. The applicant is represented here.
Okay.
Answer that question later, maybe.
Fair enough. Thanks.
Mike, could you go back to one of the shots that shows all the map of the entire property. Yeah. And can you point out the yachting center's property there? All the way around. I guess
I think it's extended standing around this point.
And you, staff has determined that if you were to locate the travel lift in any other site along that shore, there would be additional dredging that would be required. And would there also be some damage to vegetative wetlands, I guess, along?
Yeah, there's vegetative wetlands all around the site, fringing marsh in most parts that may be right up here where they have.
So in terms of dredging and vegetation, this is the best site on the property.
And what, again, the Wetlands Board has looked at this issue as well.
And they've given their approval.
They've given their approval for the project.
Any other questions, Mr. Plummer?
Well, and the approval they gave was conditioned upon a bonded, this mitigation area.
Correct.
That they're, the applicant is required to bond that the salt grass will grow there, and it's twice the size of the area being taken.
One and a half times. And the mitigation area is right down here. This is their property as well. They own this name, this lot here. And the wetlands will be cut out of the uplands, and there will be a monitoring of the mitigation site to ensure success.
And they took all of those recommendations directly from VIMS. VIMS had made all those recommendations, and they followed.
Well.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Question.
Sandy.
What size is the travel lift? What size boats are going to be coming in and out?
They have some fairly substantial sailboats. I'd say probably in the neighborhood of 30 to 35 feet.
So it's a smaller tonnage lift, it sounds like.
Sorry?
It's a smaller tonnage travel lift.
Yeah, it's not some of the larger ones. I think you'll see some of the larger marines, but up to 40 feet sailboat, so they need 6 foot.
Right.
The traffic they have.
Any other questions? All right. Is it the applicant represented? Wish to be heard? Yes, sir, good morning. Let me swear you in. Do you swear the testimony you will give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
Yes, sir.
State your name for the record, please.
Craig Pajubinski. I'm with Bayshore Design. I'm the agent representing this request. I'll try to go back and answer the question regarding the property line extended and mooring of vessels. There is about 10 feet. If you took the property line, the common property line between Dozier's Marine and this bow and extended perpendicular to the water, we're about 10 feet off that floating dock. The intent of the floating dock isn't to keep vessels or moor them there permanently. It's just for a staging area until they bring them into the travel lift basin and pull them from the water. Same thing when putting them back in the water until they are taken over to their slip. So it's not for permanent mooring, but to answer your question, it's about 10 feet off that property line extended perpendicular to the channel. I really don't have anything further to add to Mike's presentation. Thank you for the very thorough presentation. I really don't have anything to add to it, but I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Okay. Yes, sir, Mr. Plummer.
What are the hours of operation? When is that going to be running?
I would say mostly Monday through Friday.
Monday.
Just standard business hours, maybe 9 to 4.
Okay. Mr. Robbins?
Just a couple of questions. With respect to the temporary nature of the mooring on that outboard side, would the applicant agree to not allow any overnight mooring on that side of the structure? Okay. And second, is there a place on the property where you can actually park the travel lift machine such that it's not right there on the waterfront and essentially in the viewshed of the neighbor?
Yes, all this is an open area with the cursor.
So is that
well back from the water, well behind the residence?
Right, but as a matter of practice, is that the applicant's intent that you'd keep the machine somewhere on the upland, other than out there, either on the structure or right at the structure?
It should be kept back. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Beck,
what is the size of the travel lift?
You know the size. He's got two travel lifts. I know one is.
Yeah, it's probably 22 tons. 22 tons.
That's not a real big travel lift. They could muffler that unit. I mean, that's about size for haul sailboats, mostly. It's not large.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
Anyone else wish to speak in favor of the project? All right. Are there any Anyone wish to speak in opposition to the project? Mrs. Bow is not present, I tell you.
I have not any communication.
All right. With that, I guess the matter's before the commission.
Move we approve.
We have a motion from Mr. Beck to approve the Dozier Marine Incorporated application. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Robbins. Comments on the motion? Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, I would just ask the maker of the motion if he would accept as a friendly amendment a prohibition on overnight mooring on the property line side of the travel lift, given its close proximity to the neighbor's property line and the comments we've heard from the applicant.
Accept that, Mr. Beck?
I would question that because suppose there's an emergency and somebody's boat is taking on water and so forth. I mean, I'm a boater and I know about boats. And if I came in the creek with a leak and my boat is about to sink, I'd want it hauled. So I would encourage us to, he's not going to do a lot of night work, and I would encourage us to not do that.
All right. Any other comments on the motion? Ready to vote? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Permit is issued. Thank you.